Well, as you've been hearing in the news this morning, the Prime Minister, Anthony Albanese, has toured several war-ravaged towns during a visit to Ukraine. He's accused the Russian military of committing war crimes against civilians, saying he was shocked by the devastation he saw. During talks with Ukraine President Volodymyr Zelensky, the PM pledged more military aid to the desperate fight against the Russian invaders.
Australia will today announce an additional $100 million of military support, bringing our total spending to almost $390 million.
That was the Prime Minister speaking there in Kiev. Vasyl Miroshnichenko is Ukraine's ambassador to Australia. He is in Kiev this morning and he joined me earlier.
Hey, good morning.
Anthony Albanese visited the towns of Bucha, Irpin, Hostomel. What did he see there?
He saw the results of the Russian invasion of Ukraine. He saw many destroyed houses and he had a tour of the towns. He also was there at the military airport, Hostomel, where he saw the largest cargo airplane destroyed called Mriya and another big Antonov, which was about to be released. There was some major battlefields taking place in the early days when Russians invaded us and the Russian paratroopers were trying to land there. So he could witness and see the level of destruction which has been done here. This is what he could see during that first part of the visit.
Were you with him?
Yes, I was there. There was a delegation there and also the ambassador of Australia to Ukraine, Bruce Edwards, was there.
There was a meeting between the two leaders. What does President Zelensky want from Australia?
Look, President Zelensky thanked Prime Minister Albanese for the support provided. Australia has been generous and supportive of Ukraine from day one since the outbreak of the war, having provided $285 million in military assistance. And today, Prime Minister announced another $100 million in military assistance, and that will include some additional Bushmasters, some more armored personnel carriers, which will be supplied to Ukraine. It's so important that Australian Prime Minister could make this trip. It was not an easy one for him to make his logistics work, but I'm extremely happy as an ambassador to Australia that it did happen. He was able to do it, and President Zelensky was extremely happy to see him. He received him very warmly, and they had a very good bilateral meeting.
I think like the British Prime Minister Boris Johnson, he went by train. Why?
Well, train is the only possible way how you can enter Ukraine because no planes can be in the air right now because it's dangerous to fly into Ukraine. So the only way to get into the country is to actually take a train. And all the delegations which are coming to Kyiv now, and there are many, actually on Friday we had a Prime Minister of Norway. So on Sunday we had Prime Minister from Australia. And today, Monday, we're going to get Prime Minister of Sweden visiting Kiev. And they all come the same way. They all come by train.
What is the purpose of these visits? Beyond a sign of solidarity, what does it do? What does this shape in terms of the international support for Ukraine?
I think it's very important signal to Russia to have the leaders of the Western democracies visiting Ukraine and demonstrating their support. But, you know, with every trip, it's not just the solidarity which has been out there, but it's also assistance which has been announced and legal aid or non-legal aid or humanitarian assistance, whatever it is, that is being out there committed. By the way, we had the president of Indonesia in Kiev, 3 days ago. And that was also the first visit ever of a president of Indonesia to Ukraine, which is followed by the historic visit of a prime minister from Australia, also for the first time in history. That's very important to make those trips, to actually be able to see what Russians have been doing in Ukraine, why Russia is so dangerous, and how Russia has undermined the global security order, how Russia is undermining food security, how Russia is actually creating, you know, bringing havoc to the commodities markets, and what are the implications of this Russian invasion of Ukraine. So I think it's important that the world leaders see that with their own eyes, have meeting with President Zelensky, and then actually can do more and can mobilize more support for Ukraine to be able to repel the Russians from Ukraine, restore sovereignty, and get back to normal, because this is what's going to bring the commodity prices back to normal. This is what's going to solve the food crisis and actually normalize the situation on the world markets.
The Australian Prime Minister seems keen to reopen the Australian embassy in Kiev. Why does that matter? Would it be safe to do so at this point?
Many countries are assessing their own security risk when they decide to reopen the embassies. And now many countries have actually brought their ambassadors back, and many of them are actually back in the embassies. Some still work from home, but many have kind of resumed the operation and operate from the embassy. I think it's better to be on the ground because it gives you a better assessment and actually reach out to the people on the ground in Ukraine. It provides better communication, better access to intelligence, as well as a better understanding of a situation on the ground, because the role of an embassy or an ambassador is actually to be there, to have access to the right people, to be able to engage directly. Just like myself, doing this engagement directly with stakeholders in Canberra, I would like for the Australian ambassador to have the same chance to be in Kyiv, to have access to people and communicate.
Obviously, you mentioned the addition of more armoured personnel, carriers, bushmasters. Are they having any significant impact on the course of this fight?
Yes, absolutely. So now we have 60 bushmasters, which have been committed by Australia. 20 have arrived 2 months ago, and they've been actually already in the battlefield. The other 40 are forthcoming, so they will probably come during the next 2-3 months. Bushmasters are very good. They really operate well. They are used for transport to, you know, vehicles for fighting, but these are vehicles for the transport of personnel to the front lines and back. And they perform really well out there. And also M113s, these are armored personnel carriers. And now there are 28 of those, and only, I think, 4 have been delivered, but others are on their way. Look, Ukraine needs different kinds of military equipment and ammunition and guns. And Australia has been punching above its weight in terms of providing this support. And my president said that, look, this is really amazing that Australia has been doing so much, being so far away from Ukraine. Everybody in Ukraine is really impressed with the support coming from Australia and from the Australian people.
Vasyl Miroshnichenko, thank you very much for your time.
Thanks a lot for having me.
That's the Ukrainian ambassador to Australia speaking to us this morning from Kyiv.
ABCRN helps you understand the world. Find more of our stories on the ABC Listen app.